for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday afternoon, August the 31st, 1985. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn and Irma Miller are the teachers of the afternoon.
I really was going to have Irma come up here first and talk to you for a while, but she thinks that I ought to come and talk to you about a subject I've already mentioned since some of you have been here, a subject that is very rampant in the nation and also in the household of faith. And it's a subject that is an abomination to God, and His Word says that, tells us that. It's a subject that is found today very much in the household of faith. And it should not be, and it must be cleaned up and taken care of. And we must come to the realization that God's Word says that these things are not to be so. And that subject is basically incest. I've talked about it here before a few times, and I'm not going to go really into great depth into it this afternoon, but I'm going to touch on it here. And I'm going to use three different chapters out of Leviticus and Deuteronomy to read to you, because each one picks up the same thing, but each one in a different light. And the Lord tells us that this is an abomination to Him, and it's an abomination to the house, and is also a situation that bears a curse for 10 generations. And that curse, we are, to the best of our ability, all of us need to come out from underneath these curses instead of preparating them on and carrying them on down through the house to through our family line. Because every time it reappears, it carries a curse for an additional 10 generations. That's approximately 400 years in that vicinity. And we want to see a household of faith that's pure and holy before the Lord. One without reproach, one that the Lord says, is where He tells us to be holy, for I also am holy, says, be ye also holy. And the Lord is calling His people to that. He's calling us to separate ourselves, to get cleaned up from these areas of our lives. And all of us, whether we want to believe it or not, are touched or have been touched by this subject. Because no way do you know what has happened in your family line for 10 generations behind you. And there's very few of us who could, without any question, testify what has happened 1 generation behind us. Now, I know what I have done, but I can't stand here and tell you what my mother and my father have done. And no way can I tell you what my grandfather, my great-grandfather, or great-great-great-great-grandfather or grandmother have done. And it goes back, and if you will take even the 4th generation back and multiply it back, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that for the 4th generation, we have 72 people involved in 4 generations. And it multiplies and it becomes a monstrosity very quickly. It's like the proverbial penny, a penny a day and 2 pennies tomorrow and 3 the next day and or 2 the next day and 4 the next day and 8 the next day. And by the time you get to 30 days, or if you get to 10 generations or just 10 times, why, you'll see that you have quite a pyramid there. So this is a thing that pyramid in the family line. And God has given us a way to come out from under it, and He's telling us that we must come out from under it. We must separate ourselves. We must confess our sins and the sins of our ancestors and be set free from these curses so that we can walk in the liberty of the Lord without oppression and depression, without guilt, and without condemnation. But the way we have to do is come to a place where we confess these areas of our lives and make them a reality between us and the Lord so that we are set free from these guilt and sins and things that bind and hold us and have a legal right to us. Now, that's a subject that a lot of people don't understand, and I don't fully understand it or profess to understand it. I just know that it's so because God says so. And I know that it's so because we have prayed with many people and I found that these areas of their lives have to be dealt with, and that they have to be confessed or broken or authority taken over in the ancestral line to set them free, so that they can be free from the guilt and the condemnation and that which rests upon them because of these areas of sexual and incest sins that exist in the family line. And every one of us are in some way or another touched or bound in these areas. Whether we realize it or want to accept that or not, we are. Unless we have asked the Lord to cleanse us of the sins of our ancestors in these areas, and ask the blood of Jesus to wash us, and ask for the Lord to break, in Jesus' name, to break that curse off of us that is visited down from the family line. I don't understand, but I believe that the day will come somehow when we'll be able to break, and I know it will because the Scripture tells us, we'll be able to break the curse that Adam and Eve, which is death. The Lord says that will be the last one, but I believe that we have to come to the place somehow where we take that place of authority, and somebody stands up with that place of authority and dominion and begins to be the first fruit of that company. Now, that's maybe a little mind-boggling, but see it? I believe that somehow, someplace, that has to come to be an experiential operation in the lives of the saints of the Lord as they march forward to conquer and to conquer and to declare and the manifestation of the kingdom of God to become a reality in the earth and in our lives and in the earth. Anyway, Leviticus chapter 18. The Lord says in verse 2, to speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, thou shall you not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall you not do. And neither shall ye walk in their ordinance or their regulations or be partakers of the sins that they commit. That's what the Lord's saying. And he says, you shall do my judgment, keep mine ordinances, to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. He is the great I am. I am that I am because I am. And that's the explanation, and we need no other explanation of who God is. He is because he is. I am because I am that I am. And we need to come and acknowledge that and reverence that and have the understanding that God is just because he is. And we don't need to try and figure him out. We don't need to try to understand all of those ramifications because it's really none of my business and it's none of yours. And there's other things more important to do to live a life of holiness and righteousness than to try and figure out some of these things that you can fight and squabble over and become issues that get us nowhere as far as our holiness and cleanliness in our body to be a righteous people before the Lord. But he says, you shall not do these things. Now, I spoke a little while ago when I was talking about the book of Mystery Babylon. And see, here he tells them not to do the things that they're going to find over in the land of Canaan, whether that he's going to bring them. But they didn't obey. They took up with those heathen customs, and we still have those some of those same customs. We still have them today and not even aware of it, that we have those very customs that they were committing in Canaan over there that the children of Israel picked up and become partakers of, and it's listed right down, not 10 generations, but whatever generations it is from Canaan to here, we have those customs right here today. And you can see them. You can see them just setting them on top of the churches around the nation. You can see that custom, which God says that they were destroying and to tear down, but we still are propagating it and carrying it on right here in America today. He said, you shall do my judgment and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Now, he doesn't say that maybe you can do it if you want to. He doesn't say you can do it if you'd like to. He said, you shall do my judgment and keep mine ordinances. He says, you shall do it. It's not a matter of whether I want to do it or you want to do it. God says we're to do it. And what are some of these things? That you shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. He says that if we keep them and obey them, that he'll give us life. Now, what are some of these things? And we're going to read them here. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. Or, basically, that means sexual intercourse. When they say uncover their nakedness, that means sexual relations. You know, if the ministers of the land had been teaching this ever since I was a child, There's a lot of things that a lot of us wouldn't have got involved in because we would have known that God said it was an abomination. I went to church all my life, and I never heard this taught. In fact, I'd never heard anybody taught it until I, as far as I, to my hearing and my ears, I'm the first one that I've ever heard taught teach this. But this should be taught by every pastor in the pulpit of every church. And the children should know from the time they're little up that God says these things are an abomination. And if you partake of them and get involved in them in school or with your playmates, that God's going to put a curse on you. And you have a curse on you from God. Not from man, but from God. And God, and we don't want, I don't want a curse on me from God. And we should tell our children that they don't want a curse on them from God. And that they should obey the word of the Lord. And these are the word of the Lord. And we should teach this to our children. In fact, the Bible tells us to teach them all his commandments. To teach them in the home and teach them daily the commandments of the Lord. And this is part of those commandments right here. It says, none of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. Says, the nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover. She is thy mother, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. Now you notice in these verses we're reading here, it says, you shall not. In this chapter, it's telling us that you shall not do these things. It says, you shall not do them because I am the Lord. And I am holy. And be ye holy as I am holy. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father, or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. Sister-in-law, or a half-sister, or half-brother. The nakedness of thy son's daughter, or thy daughter's daughter. Your granddaughter, or your daughter. Your granddaughter on either by your son or your daughter, either way. Even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Now, there's a half-sister again. This is a half-sister here. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister, your aunt. She is thy father's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister. She is thy mother's near kinswoman. It's also your aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. Thou shalt not approach to his wife. She is thine aunt. Now, that could be applied as homosexuality there, but we'll really get to that in a minute. The Lord's saying that you shall not do these things. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's wife, and thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness. We read that nakedness, and it doesn't sound quite so bad. But if you read it sexual intercourse, it kind of gets into you, and that's exactly what it's saying. Understand it as it is. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister, a wife and her sister, and have sexual relations with both of them. To vex her, and to make your wife mad and jealous, or whatever. She have a right to do more than that to you. To uncover her nakedness besides the other in her lifetime. As long as your wife is living, you're not to touch another woman. Also, thou shalt not approach unto a woman to uncover her nakedness, as long as she is put apart for her uncleanliness or the time of her ministerial period. And I believe that a lot of problems with the female problems and problems with the prostrate with men are because that this law of God has not been obeyed in the family life. If they have not obeyed, and they have had relations during the ministerial period of time, and that is one of the main reasons for female problems and prostrate trouble. And you need to ask the Lord to forgive you and remember what God says here about it and pay attention to it and obey it. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife, to defile thyself with her. Thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Moloch, neither shalt thou profane the name of the Lord thy God. I am the Lord. We're talking about Moloch here. That really is abortion today. That's the same thing as abortion today. Your neighbor's wife is adultery. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. That's homosexuality, or womankind with woman, that's lesbianism. That's an abomination. neither shalt thou lie. And I believe that the AIDS problem we have is a curse from God, and I will be very much amazed if they ever find a real cure for it. Because it's a curse that God has sent on the land, and I don't think that they'll be able to lift it until there's repentance and confession of it, and call on the name of the Lord, and then God will lift the curse. Or he'll lift it when his judgments come in such a way that the fear of God will come in the hearts and lives of people, and they'll turn from their wicked ways. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Bestiality. Bestiality is a thing that's rampant in the nation today as well as incest. And they're propagating it in these in the bookstores with the magazines that you can buy, which is an abomination to the Lord. And every place we know of where those things are sold, we need to stand against it and not trade with them. And you need to tell the manager why. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereunto. It is confusion. Defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled, which I cast out before you. And the land is defiled, therefore I do visit the iniquities thereof upon it. And the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. So you see what happens when we disobey the word of the Lord and come contrary to his word, because the very land will vomit you out. Now, in these areas, the Lord says, you shall not do it. That's an abomination to him. You shall not do it. Now, turn with me over to Deuteronomy chapter 27. And I will read what the Lord says here in chapter 27. Verse 20. We find here that the Lord said over in Leviticus, you shall not do it. Here in verse 20, he said, cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife. Now here the Lord says that we're cursed, and that he has cursed us if we do these things. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he hath uncovered his father's skirt. And all the people shall answer and say, amen, or so be it. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, bestiality. And all the people shall answer and say, amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother. And all the people shall say, amen. And cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, amen. And cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly. And cursed be he that taketh a reward to kill an innocent person. But, and also, the last 26th verse says, cursed is he if you do not confirm to apply these things to your heart and obey them. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. So if we don't agree to do them, we are cursed because we don't agree to keep the word of the Lord. Now turn with me back to verse to chapter 20 of Leviticus. And we found in 18 that we're not to do it. Now in chapter 20, and we'll see here the penalties of some of the things related to this again. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again, I want you to tell this just to him again. Thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever be he of the children of Israel, or the sojourners that sojourn in Israel, and giveth any of his seed unto Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. Now here, abortion and giving your children to the heathen god, you shall be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. Here the penalty is death. Over in 18, it was you shall not do it. In Deuteronomy, you're cursed. Now here in Leviticus chapter 20, you're put to death. You're stoned. And I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from among his people, because he hath given his seed unto Moloch and has defiled my sanctuary and profaned my holy name. So that's what the Lord thinks of abortion. That you'll be cut off. And there's more than one way to stone a person. You get cancer and die. You get to some other disease and die. You just have a heart attack and die. There's lots of ways that the Lord keeps people off without stoning them today, but you're still going to get cut off unless you repent of your ways. The Lord, you'll have an untimely death, and it'll be because you have forsaken of some of these areas, and God says that it's far enough. That's all. That's far and no more. But I believe if we learn how to repent, how to confess our sins and come out from under these curses and these things, God has promised us 70 years. Every person in this building has promised 70 years. That's your promise. Not 65, not 69. You're promised 70. In good health, 70. Then after that, whatever we have after that is by his grace and mercy, but I believe we're also entitled to 120. I believe that. I believe that as Moses had 120, that we're entitled to the same. Now, God said that he promised and guaranteed 70 years to those that obeyed him and kept his word. He guaranteed us 70 years. After that, it's his grace. But he gave Moses 120, and I believe that we also can have 120 years. And I believe before that 120 comes around that we're going to be declaring and walking in the kingdom. Amen. I believe that the kingdom that we're in that age right now, the overlapping period, just as grace and the law and the grace, or the law and the time of the sacrifices that Jesus did away with, just as Jesus walked for 30 years in that overlapping period there, when the sacrifices were still just as much a part of everyday life with Jesus as they were with the rest of the people, and Jesus walked in that overlapping period until the day he was crucified, I believe that we're in that overlapping period now of the kingdom and the time of grace. I believe that we're flopping over back and forth, that we're in that period of time, somewhere in the beginning of it, someplace in the first 2, 3, 4 years of it, something. I believe that we're in that area of time. Now, I might be wrong, but that's the way I feel about it. And the soul that turneth after strictures have familiar spirits, those who delve into things of sorcery and witchcraft and Ouija boards and fortune telling and astrology, all of these areas. The soul that turneth after such does have a familiar spirit, and after wizards to go whoring after them. I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. And you shall keep my statutes and do them. He didn't ask us if we wanted to. He didn't ask us if we'd like to. He didn't ask us if we would. He said, you shall keep my statutes and do them. Why? Because I am the Lord. He sanctifieth you, and he doesn't have to give us any other reason, just because he said so. But every one of us have rebelled against what I've just been reading. Every one of us, in one way or another, have rebelled against some of us and thought that we knew more than God and we didn't have to obey the laws of God. But God says we have to, because he said so. Not because I want to, not because I'd like to, or because I think I ought to. I'm required to do it because God said, do it. No other reason, just do it. So we need to change our ways and begin to do it from this day forward. For everyone that curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He that curses his father or his mother, his blood shall be upon him. We have no right to rise against our mother or father, regardless if we don't agree with what they say to us or what they do or what or anything. If they don't agree, we have no right to rise against them. We have to bless them. Then when we are of age and we're moved out, then we can do what we like about that, but we still cannot curse our father or our mother. You have no right. Period. You just have no right. Because God said so. Every man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and adulteress, shall surely be put to death. God's penalty here is death. The penalty is death. And the man that lieth with his father's wife and uncovereth his father's nakedness, both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. No mercy given. The penalty is death. And if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion, and their blood shall be upon them. The man also lie with mankind, homosexuality. If he lieth with woman, both of them have committed abomination. They shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. The same with lesbians. If a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire, both he and they, that there be no wickedness among you. If a man lie with a beast, he shall surely be put to death, and they shall slay the beast. Bestiality. If a woman approach unto any beast and lie down thereto, thou shalt kill the woman and the beast. They shall surely be put to death, and their blood shall be upon them. If a man shall take his sister, his father's daughter, or his mother's daughter, and see her nakedness, and she see his nakedness, it is a wicked thing. They shall be cut off the sight of their people. He hath uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his iniquity. And if a man shall lie with a woman having her sickness or menstrual period time, and shall uncover her nakedness, he hath discovered her fountain, and she hath uncovered the fountain of her blood, and both of them shall be cut off from among their people. And thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, nor thy father's sister, for he uncovereth his nearest kin, they shall bear their iniquity. And if a man shall lie with his uncle's wife, he hath uncovered his uncle's nakedness, they shall bear their sin, and they shall die childless. If a man shall take his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and do them, that the land whither I bring you to, dwell therein, spew you not out. So the Lord tells us that it's a commandment that we obey, and these commandments are in existence today. They have not been altered or changed, and we live under these commandments, except for one exception. That is that God gave grace through Jesus Christ. Except for that grace, practically every person in this building today should be stoned. That's right. And every one of you in your heart know that. But every one of us should be taken out and stoned. And except the grace of God through Jesus Christ, He gave us grace, whereby we can come and ask forgiveness and be cleansed, have these sins broken from off of us, have Satan's rights taken away, and we can be set free from the bondage and the guilt, from the heaviness and the burden of these things that we bear because of our own sin or because of the sins of our ancestors in these areas of our lives. But if we'll teach these principles of God, these commandments of God to our children from their youth up, help them to understand the fear of God and the judgment of God, then our children will be free from the curses that we have gotten ourselves under, and they will learn to obey the word of the Lord and to walk in His commandments and His statutes in holiness and righteousness before the Lord, to be a holy people before Him. But it's our responsibility, mine and yours, to teach this to our families, and for the ministers to teach it from the pulpit to their congregation, so that the fear of God comes in the people and they realize that God is a God who stands behind what He says. First He said, you shall not do it. Then He says that you'll be cursed if you do it. And He says here that you're to be killed and stoned if you do it. And thank God that Jesus is our redemption, and that by His blood we have salvation and cleansing, and we have mercy instead of judgment. And He extends unto us today His mercy in these areas of our lives, in all the other areas of our lives where we have sinned against the Lord and bearing the curses of it. And I want to be set free from all these areas. When we find these areas in our lives, I want these areas to be released and I be set free from them, so that I can be before the Lord that which He requires us to be, a holy people, rightly dividing His word, walking in His statutes and judgments for His name's sake, that we may be a separated people unto Him, declaring and making Jesus truly the Lord of our lives. Amen. Irma?
Praise the Lord. My, what a big crowd has come in since this morning even. Can you hear me back there? Can you hear me? Well, the Lord's cleaning up His people, isn't He? How many want to be changed this afternoon? How many know this is not a church in here? This is going to be a delivery room pretty soon. And the church is going to get delivered. You are the church. You and I are the church. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. How many came to be changed? Let's see.
Amen.
Praise God. We had a tremendous ladies' deliverance service upstairs in Brother Cook's apartment. We were sure crowded, Glenn. I don't know what we're going to do.
We've
got to get something built. Some more buildings built, so we'll have a little more room. How many ladies felt they got delivered this afternoon? Let's see. We came against witchcraft and the occult and voodoo and the powers that keep you from flowing in the spirit, the powers that keep you from having affluence in tongues in the Holy Ghost. And God mightily met us. Now we're going to just keep right on going, and I want you to turn to Job 5, please. And we're going to look at Job 5 and 17. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Do you like to be corrected by God? It says, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore, despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. Now, I looked up the word correction in my dictionary. It means to lead straight. Does that speak to you?
Amen.
To set right. To amend. To counteract, to punish. Sometimes when a school teacher or a father punishes the children, they correct them by punishment. How many have ever been punished by your father or yours? We always remember the punishment of our father. I don't remember much about the punishment of my mother, but I always remember, and it didn't take very many happenings with my father to get it into my head. There's just something about fathers, when they correct you, they mean business. And the Heavenly Father, when He corrects us, He means business. He corrects us through his word, doesn't he? This afternoon, Graham was reading corrections that we have to correct. To remedy means to remedy. To make exact and to make precise. Now, Matthew 5, 48, I think it is, it says, be ye perfect even as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, everybody says, oh, well, nobody's perfect. But it was in there for some reason. It's in there for us to strive for perfection. And the more of the evil powers we get out of us, the more of the Holy Spirit and Jesus can come into us and take up the abode, and the more we will come into perfection. How many want to get everything out? Yes, that's what we're all striving for. Now, Jesus, I have a few things that I'm going to talk to you about before we pray. Jesus corrected Peter, didn't he? Now, Peter was one of the disciples, one of the foremost disciples, I would say. But one day, Jesus turned right around to him and said, get thee behind me, Satan, didn't he? And then he often chided them for their unbelief, all the disciples. Now, unbelief made Zacharias deaf and dumb, didn't it? And our unbelief will cause us not to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. And it will cause us to be dumb about the scriptures. Unbelief, that's what it does to us. According to when John the Baptist was going to be born, an angel talked to Zacharias. He didn't believe it. So they struck him deaf and dumb. Jesus told him once, oh, ye of little faith. You know, he was walking around trying to teach the disciples all the time. And most of the time, behind his back, they were saying, I wonder what he's talking about now. They didn't quite understand. So he told them, he called them a faithless generation at one time. He rebuked them. In Matthew 20:20, he rebukes the people that brought the adulterous woman to him. But he said to her, neither do I condemn thee. You just go and sin no more. And I imagine that just struck in her mind day after day, the words of Jesus. Stop sinning. Don't you do that anymore. That's what it means. Don't commit adultery anymore. And I doubt if she ever did. I think that was the end of her adulterous capers. In Matthew 22:29, he says, ye do err not knowing the scriptures. Well, I think I've heard it here at least 6 times. We are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I don't think anybody basically wants to rebel. I really don't. I think they want to really obey God. And I think they want to follow Jesus. But they just don't know, and we don't know, the scriptures like we should. And all of these ministries that are here are helping us to understand and are opening up our spiritual mind to understand and the revelation of Jesus to understand the scriptures. Now, Jesus corrected the scribes and the Pharisees a lot. He told them to cleanse themselves first before they tried to tell other people what to do. And I believe that all of us need to get delivered in every area of our life that we need deliverance in before we try to help other people. We will only have the authority to deliver people if we are free from whatever we're trying. Now, if I were a drunkard, and I was trying to help another drunkard, I wouldn't get very far, would I? In the first place, probably the devil would say right out of the person, well, you've got this too, or I'm not paying attention to you. Whatever it is we're trying to pray with somebody else, we must make sure that we are free from that. If we want total authority. Now, we may have a bit of authority. We may have a basic authority through the Word of God, but we need to be clean ourselves, and I want to be totally clean, don't you? I want to be clean. And he also reproved the disciples and the Pharisees, and the scribes for being hypocrites, didn't he? So we don't need to be hypocritical. We don't need to act so religious. We're all in this together, aren't we? We are the body of Christ, and we're trying. Now, let's go over to Psalms, 101st Psalm. I was thinking when Glenn was reading that about incest a few weeks ago, I was talking to Patty, and we have run out of the article on incest that we wrote several years ago. That article brought hundreds of people in here for deliverance of incest and homosexuality and lesbianism especially. I couldn't even believe my eyes. And one time when we were over at ORU and had some deliverance services over at the Youth for Christ building of some ORU students, it was amazing. That was the first time I ever heard Glenn speak on that subject, and when he started to speak on it, I almost fell off my chair because all those young people from Who Are You just looked like cherubs. You know, they were just angelic, I thought. They looked so wonderful. And he started reading all this, and I could not believe my ears. I thought, what is he doing? And when he gave the command, I mean, the whole place was just like a delivery room. I tell you, there was anything could have happened. They fell off their chairs. They writhed around on the floor. They screamed. They did almost everything that you could believe. Screamed out, cried. You know, evil spirits leaving those young people. And that really opened up our eyes that there's more in us than we could ever believe. And it's coming from, I call it the closet demon. Incest is a closet demon, isn't it? It stays hidden. Even Dear Abby and many of the newspapers are writing on this child abuse and all of that. It's all coming from incest. And so we want to get all clean from that. Now let's look at Psalms 101. David said, I will sing of mercy and judgment. Unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. Now we love to sing about the mercies of the Lord, but I don't even know one song about the judgment. Do you? I really don't. I know a woman that had cancer. Inoperable cancer, just given a few weeks to live, and she read one morning about God's mercy was new every morning, and she was healed from that scripture. It just came alive. The mercies of the Lord. But we don't like to sing about the judgment. We've been hearing about the judgment here. It says in the second verse, I will behave myself wisely. Let's say, I will behave. I want to obey you, Lord. I want to be wise. Not in my own eyes, but your wisdom. I want to go the perfect way. See, now we've all said that. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I hope that you'll hear that. The Holy Spirit will bring that to your attention day after day. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Can we all say we walk in our house with a perfect heart? What goes on in all the homes in here, I wonder. I just wonder. What goes on in all of our homes that's just pleasing to the Lord? I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Or my center reference says anything of Belial or of the enemy. Now, some people throw away their TVs. They cannot control themselves. They have no willpower to shut it off. Some people have no willpower to leave pornography magazines alone. You're always buying them, looking at them. And pornography magazines will lead you right on into homosexuality. It will lead you right on into degradation and filth and uncleanness. Bad television programs will too. I don't really know if there's any really good television programs, except I love to watch them on Sunday morning. That's our only morning, my only morning, to be at home alone. And Glenn comes down here early in the morning to pray. And I enjoy watching and with Jimmy Swaggart or some of the others that are on. We don't have cable television, so we only see them on Sunday morning. But I enjoy that. And I enjoy watching the news at times. And I would certainly enjoy watching these programs over my TV. As I see, I guess you have to have a TV to work on these things. So I don't advise you getting fanatical on anything. Now, I've gone through, in the early 30s, when we came to the Lord, there was so much fanaticism that it was worse than sin. It was worse than drunkenness. You cannot believe the fanaticism that went on in early Pentecost. Some of you, how many of you were in the early 30s of early Pentecost? How many here? There's one, two, just a few. But there was so much fanaticism, and of course we believed everything that was said from the pulpit. And it got a lot of people into a lot of trouble and caused a lot of people to backslide because of the fanaticism. Now, I don't advise anybody tossing out your television. I think that's up to each one of you, and I would certainly never tell anybody to throw it out. I would tell you to turn it off when those terrible programs come on and read your Bible. That's the best thing to do. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me. I will not know a wicked person or a wicked thing. Now, I want to stop on this frowardness and go to Proverbs 8. Just keep your hand in Psalms 101. Let's go over to Proverbs 8. Now, 13th verse. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. How many hates evil? I mean downright hates it. Come on, everybody should hate evil. Should get really with it to hate evil. Hate everything that is evil. And don't call evil good either. Call evil what it is and get angry with it. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil and pride and arrogance and the evil way. And the froward mouth do I hate. The Lord hates the froward mouth. Now, what is a froward mouth? How many know? It's a stubborn. It's stubborn. It's disobedient. This is right out of the Collegiate Dictionary. It's contradictory. It's cantankerous. Self-will. How many of us have to fight self-will? All the time. Self-will. Stiff-necked. Set in one's own ways. I guess the older we get, according to statistics, we're supposed to be set in our ways, but we must be not set in our ways. We must be willing to change every day. And the last one is acting like a jackass. That's what the dictionary says. Kelly Varner would call it a wild ass. A froward heart. That's frowardness. Now, all of those meanings are frowardness. And all of that frowardness has to depart out of us. Are you willing to get rid of frowardness this afternoon? Froward heart, hidden in our heart. Fifth verse. Now, this is a hard one. Whoso privately slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Ooh, what does that mean? What do you think slander means? I looked that up. It means to defame or damage somebody. To backbite. To be a mudslinger. This is all what slander means. To stab somebody in the back. Lord says, if you do that, you're going to be cut off. That means you're going to die. It'll bring you into death, either spiritual death or natural death. Speak behind one's back. Speak derogatory remarks. To criticize or to condemn or to attack. How many think they might need deliverance from slandering? Try, be honest now. Come on, put up our hands. Don't be so pious and religious or hypocritical. Let's get right down to business this afternoon. We have to be honest to get delivered. We cannot be slandering our neighbor. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. The Lord will not allow that. He won't put up with it is what it means. Mine eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land. How many know it's the called 30-fold, the chosen 60-fold, and it's the faithful that come into the 100-fold. Did you know that? Called, chosen, faithful. 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Everybody get that? Faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? It means to be loyal. It means to honor the Lord. Obedience. Be faithful to your boss, to your job. On time. Be faithful, be on time to church. What was that? Yes. Those in authority over us, we are to be faithful. I appreciate this brother who dances and sings and has so much energy. I don't know how old he is, but he sure is staying young. All that dancing and everything, isn't that wonderful? All right, he that worketh deceit. Deceit. That's all kinds of things that's not right, not good. Lies. Shall not dwell within my house. The house of the Lord. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Where are all liars going? To the lake of fire. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of the Lord. That is pretty serious. And if you read over this chapter several times, Psalms 101, mark it down and start reading over it and then start running references on these various, there's hundreds of scriptures that I have not brought to you tonight because of time or this afternoon. I'm going to read one more scripture in Ephesians. Fourth chapter of Ephesians. And then we're going to pray. Ephesians 4 and 25. Wherefore, putting away the lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor. This is back to the neighbor now. We just heard a while ago, don't slander your neighbor. And now this is saying, speak the truth to your neighbor. Speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Now, lots of people twist that scripture around, and they think if you ever talk about the devil in the meetings, why, you're just giving place to the devil. That's not so, is it? Not so at all. Now, I grew up, my daddy started preaching in 1932, Assembly of God. I grew up in that church, went to church every time the door was opened. But I never did hear any kind of teaching about the devil. Only one way. He was in the dance halls and down in the saloons. The only place I knew he was. I didn't realize he came to church, sat on the front seat. I didn't even realize he was in me until 1965 when I started hearing Brother Prince and another man teach on deliverance, and it just boggled my mind. I tell you, I almost didn't know what to think. To think something could be inside of me, having control over me, and could speak out through me, that was earth-shaking to me. How many know what I mean? How many know? I knew I had something in there that didn't belong in there, and I had a hard time convincing anybody that I needed deliverance, especially my husband and my dad. They just couldn't see it. They just thought I imagined it all. But I knew I needed it, and I started seeking it, and it took me over a year to find somebody that would pray for me. But I used to, when Glenn would go downtown, you know, the Bible says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. And I used to close up my bedroom, and we had a great long hall. And I would get in that hall, and I'd cry out. I mean, I didn't say, Jesus, deliver me. I cried out, Jesus, deliver me from all evil. And I just would walk up and down the hall praying, and one day somebody came along who prayed for me, and I had tremendous deliverance. I was born with a curse. My grandmother cursed me. She did not want my mother to have a second child, and when she found out I was on the way, she cursed and was so angry, and she only wanted my mother to have one child, and that was my brother, who was 2 years older than me. And I was cursed, had a curse of death on me. She wished me dead. And for years, I would go to death's door, and I would always wonder, how come I have the measles so bad, and my brother gets over them in 3 or 4 days? How come I have whooping cough so bad? How come this? How come that? How I almost died when I had my 2 children? All of those things, and I could not figure it out. And this man of God, with the gift of discerning of spirits, discerned that I had a curse of death on me. And when he came against the curse of death, I mean, I was chained with death. I was like this, and I heard the chains unrattle and fall to the floor. And I tell you, that was a miracle. You know, every deliverance is a miracle. It is a miracle of God. And there's a lot of people sitting in here this afternoon that have curses of death on them. I know that. Curses of death. Some of you are ashen white. Some of you, the Lord opens my spiritual eyes sometimes, and I see death on you. And if I come against death on you, don't get upset. Just let it go. And let life come in. Let life come in. We must take authority over the spiritual death that has come upon us, the enemy has put on us, or the curse of natural death. And I believe with cancer, the doctors tell you cancer is a group of rebellious cells that won't flow with the other part of the body. Can you believe that? Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. And I think a lot of the diseases that we have is all because of rebellion. Because of our rebellion. And we have not learned the Word of God like we should. And the Bible says rebellion is as witchcraft. And almost all of us have been rebels. A lot of us are still rebels in one area or the other. So we all need deliverance from rebellion. Are you with me?
Amen.
Good. Do you believe that Jesus can deliver you? He came to deliver us. He came to set the captives free, and he wants all of us. In Obadiah, it talks about saviors coming out of Mount Zion, deliverers coming out of Mount Zion. Well, this man leads us all the way up to Zion. We sing that song, we are now in Zion, and you know, some people don't mind being in Zion, but they sure don't want to become a deliverer. But that's what's going to happen when we go up to Zion. Deliverers, read about Obadiah. Just read it and see. Deliverers shall come out of Zion. And praise takes us up to Zion. Praise and worship. And I praise the Lord for all of these musicians because they lead us up to Zion. The power of God was in here so strong that the devils were screaming out this morning. But that's all right. That makes believers out of people quick. You don't have to hear a demon very many seconds to not realize that it's not the real person. And this afternoon we're going to come against slander. We're going to come against frowardness. We're going to come against rebellion. We're going to come against incest. I don't know how much infirmities we'll get into today, but we should, before this week is over, come against infirmities of our flesh. And we're just going to have a great time in the delivery room. Now, Glenn, before he got up here this afternoon when they were singing, he said, oh, there's just so many angels in here. How many has ever been in a delivery room? There's all kinds of excitement, people going back and forth and everything, you know. And the angels are in here to help us. I've even asked the Lord if he could spare Michael, the warring angel, to send him in here this afternoon with his army. So we can really, really have a deliverance service. They war for us. They fight for us. And remember, the fear of the Lord is good. It is good to fear God. We don't have enough fear of God. Does the word make you tremble? Somebody read something yesterday, and Patty back there was at the book table. She says, that makes me tremble. I don't know. I think it was Brother Pittman's tremendous sermon. If you were here yesterday afternoon to hear that tremendous sermon about being born again, I know you all say, well, we've heard those sermons. You haven't heard nothing like that. If you weren't in here, you've never heard any sermon like that. I've heard hellfire and brimstone since I was 10 years old. But this was more than hellfire and brimstone. He's talking to so-called Christians sitting right in here and to me about being truly born of the Spirit. All right, shall we proceed? The first prerequisite of deliverance, in my estimation, is repentance. It's not out of style. That's what makes sin nest in us, these sins. Either we're born with them from the sins of our fathers, or we've sinned. We've all sinned plenty, let's face it. Let's just get right down to honesty now. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says that, and we believe that. But sin has caused the enemy to have these nests in us where he can strike us. Now, for instance, if you smoke, I'll take this up for an example. Now, when he gets you going good, he doesn't stay with you then all the time. He's already got you into the habit of smoking, so he doesn't have to stay with you. He may be dealing with 25, 30, 50 people. I don't know. And as soon as he can get people to smoke, if he gets you committing adultery, he gets you going good, so you're just in a habit of doing that, he'll go and get somebody else. So all these evil spirits may not all be in you this afternoon, but they all have authority to you if you have sinned in any of these areas. So we're going to pray a prayer first all together. And the easiest way to get evil spirits out is to breathe them out. That's so simple. And when you're in the delivery room having a baby, they're always coming by telling you to bear down. But the word cast out, I looked it up in the dictionary. It says to vomit, to give a quick jerk, and to breathe out. See, Jesus made cast out so simple that we make it so difficult and so horrible. But when we get through praying and repenting, then you don't have to pray anymore. It's going to be your job to breathe these out. And how they come out, we don't care. We just want them all to come out. So, are you ready to repent? Okay, let's all bow our heads. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We are needy, Lord. We need your help today. We want to be overcomers. We don't want to sin. We want to come into perfection. And we don't want these evil powers to control us. We're asking for deliverance this afternoon. We're asking for forgiveness. We ask you to forgive the incest in us. All these sins of incest that we've inherited for 400 years. We ask you to forgive us and wash us with your precious blood. All the slandering of our neighbor. Lord, we don't want to be cut off. We don't want to die. We want to live. We ask you to forgive us for slander. We ask you to forgive us for perverseness. We ask you to forgive us for all the imperfections that we've endured or condoned. Lord, we want to fear you. We ask you to put your fear in us. Lord, we want to tremble at your word. We know, Lord, that you mean business. And we want to mean business this afternoon. We don't want to have all of the rebellion in us. Or witchcraft. We want you to forgive us for yielding to rebellion. From the time we were born. We ask you to cleanse us in every form, in every way. That we have entertained rebellion. Or witchcraft. We ask you, Lord, for your precious blood to flow over our hearts. Your word says our hearts are desperately wicked. Who can know them? Lord, you see, and you know all things. We ask for the Holy Spirit to probe deep this afternoon in our hearts and in our carnal nature. Lord, we want Egypt out of us. We want to go into the promised land and war against the giants. Make us pure and holy. We receive your blood this afternoon. We receive atonement. We receive mercy. We receive judgment. For you are our God. There is no other gods before us. We're depending on you and your word because you never lie. And you say, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We call on you now. Lord, deliver us and set us free. We thank you for what you're going to do here. This afternoon, in our hearts, and in our bodies, in this carnal nature, where these evil powers have lived, we believe in casting out demons, because you told us to do it, and you said, I give you power over all the powers of the enemy, and we thank you for that power. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now just stay in the Spirit. Stay in the Spirit, and we're going to start commanding these spirits to come out. And the workers, wherever the workers are, you may need a paper towel. You may bring up something, you may not. These things may just leave. Just very embarrassed. They don't like it in here right now. They're just squirming around and hating what we've been saying, what we've been reading from the Word of God. They know it's all true. They know. But as soon as we know that we know that we know, and we won't let them have any more power in us, then they're going to go. Then if you go back and sin again, remember, the Bible says they'll go and get seven more wicked, more wicked than what they are. And they're all wicked enough. So we want to be very, very careful. The first thing we're going to come against is rebellion. Rebellion is unkept appearances, sullenness, depression, gloominess, indifference, irresponsibility, unpredictable behavior, delusions, uncontrollable passions, and appetites, closet eaters, obesity, gluttony, all of these things, sexual perversions, enslavement to drugs. I'm going to bind all of those right now, and we're going to command the strong man of rebellion to turn you loose, and you start breathing him out and having him come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Father, I come in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I take authority over every spirit in this building this afternoon.
Jesus.
I bind it in Jesus' name, and I take authority over it. I bind it to the day of judgment. I ask for the angels of the Lord to come here and help battle with us, and to take the place of authority here with us. And I ask, Father, for them to do that, and I thank you for sending them, the hand to bind these spirits up and to keep them until you judge them at the day of judgment. I thank you for that, Father, and I do that in the name of the Lord Jesus. We put the blood of Jesus to cleanse every heart and every life here. We put the blood of Jesus against the sins of our ancestors, that the sins that our ancestors have sinned that we're not responsible for. I put the blood of Jesus there to cleanse us so that we can be set free from these areas for the sins of our ancestors.
Ask for the blood to cleanse our own sins, Lord, in the areas that's been mentioned here today or any area that may come to our mind. I thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I praise you for the blood that cleanses and washes us. Thank you, Lord, for washing us this afternoon. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind these spirits. I command them to come out and take that place of authority here as priests over this place this afternoon. I bind these powers and I command them to loose these people and set them free in Jesus' name. Begin to come out in Jesus' name. I bind you. You spirits, come out.
Rebellion, come out. Rebellion, come out in Jesus' name. And witchcraft, come out in Jesus' name. I bind all of you. Witchcraft, come out in Jesus' name. Irresponsibility and unkept appearances, come out. Unpredictable behavior, come out. Witchcraft, curses of witchcraft, we break those off of you in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out. That's right. Just breathe them out. Let them go. Don't be embarrassed. Just let them go.
Come out.
After the delivery room is all, the deliverance is all done, you forget about it anyway.
Loose,
come out in Jesus' name. That's right. Come on out. They're coming out in Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name. We reduce the enemy and he has to go. In Jesus' name. Come on out in Jesus' name.
Come out.
All sexual perversion and incest, come out of these people in Jesus' name. Incest that was born in them 400 years ago.
Or anywhere in the
or any time. We rebuke incest in Jesus' name.
We break that curse of incest.
We loose curse of incest. In Jesus' name.
We break the curse of it. The guilt of it. We come against the guilt of it. We break the powers of the guilt of it. The shame of it. We break the powers of it in Jesus' name.
We
lose them from it in Jesus' name. We lose them from it in Jesus' name.
All incest and perversion of all kinds. Homosexuality and lesbianism.
Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Adultery.
Fifth of rape and adultery.
All sexual fornication in every form.
Adultery and fornication.
Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. We break the powers of it in
Jesus' name.
Loose them. Loose these people.
All slander, come out. All spirits of slander, come out.
Come out. Move. Move. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Move.
Speaking against other people. Speaking against ministry. Speaking against God's anointed.
Come on, move, move.
Come out in Jesus'
come
name.
Out.
All slander
the dominion
in
over.
Jesus'
Listen.
Name.
Come out.
Slander, come out in Jesus' name. We don't want to be cut off.
Come out. Angels of the Lord, fight the battle with us.
All criticizing spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Criticizing and condemning spirits, condemning
come on,
others.
Move. Come out.
Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Just go and sin no more. We don't condemn. In Jesus' name, come out. In Jesus' name, come out. Jesus' name, come out. Come on out. All witchcraft and rebellion, come out in Jesus' name. Really, a son of a... All spirits of death, come out. Spirits of death and curses of death,
curse
come
of
out
death.
In Jesus'
spirit
name.
Spirit of premature death.
Yes.
I bind
come
you
out.
Over
death
these people.
Spirits.
Come out of
in
them.
In Jesus' name.
Come out.
Death spirits,
come out.
Come out
curse
in
of death.
Jesus'
I break
name.
Your powers over these people.
Loose them. Come out.
Come out.
Death spirits,
premature
come out
death.
In Jesus' name.
Unnatural death.
Yes.
Spirits of death, come out. Move. Move. Come
off
of these people. I break your dominion and your power over them in Jesus' name. Loose them. Come off of them.
All death.
Come on. Come on. Move. Move.
Senility, come out in Jesus' name.
Come on. Move.
Senility, come out in Jesus' name.
Come on. I break your power over them in Jesus' name. I loose these people from the spirit of death. Come on, move.
Curse of death.
Move. Curse of death in Jesus' name. Untimely death. Unnatural death. I break the dominion of it over in Jesus' name. Come on, move. Move, move, move. I break your power in Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I break the bondage of it over in
Jesus'
name. Break it over in Jesus' name.
Get them out of us. Get them out in Jesus' name.
Listen. Come out. Move. Break your dominion. I loose your power over these people in Jesus' name. Come on, move, move. Spirit of insanity, I break your power over these people. Spirit of insanity. My problems with the mind. Spirit of insanity, I bind you power. I break your dominion over these people. Spirit of depression, I break your power over these people. Depression, insanity, gloom. I break your power over them in Jesus' name. Move, come out. Come out, move, move. I break your dominion. I break your power over them in Jesus' name. You spirits of the Ouija board and the fortune teller, the horoscope, astrology, I break your power over these people. You spirits of witchcraft and sorcery, I break your power and dominion. Loose these people and come out in Jesus' name. Witchcraft, sorcery, I break your power over them in the name of the Lord. Move, come out, come out, come out. ESP, clairvoyance, water witching. I break these powers over these people. Loose them and set them free. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, move. I break your dominion over them in the name of the Lord. I break your powers over them in Jesus' name. Move. Come on, move. In Jesus' name. Come on, move. Spirit of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. I come against unforgiveness against mother or father or wife or husband or school teacher or aunt or uncle. Spirit of unforgiveness. I come against that in Jesus' name. I break that dominion over these people in Jesus' name. spirit of unforgiveness. Come out. Come out. Unforgiveness against your wife or unforgiveness against your husband. I break that bondage over these people. Come on, move. Move. Come out. Spirit of unforgiveness. Move. Come on, move. Come on, hate. Spirit of hate against somebody, hating somebody. I break that power. I loose you from it in Jesus' name. The spirit of hate, I break it. Anger. Anger and rage and murder. Anger and rage and murder. Come against that in Jesus' name. I break that bondage over these people in the name of the Lord. Anger and rage and hate. Come on, move. Move. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, insecurity, inferiority. Come on, move. Move. I break that power over these people. People feeling insecure, inferiority. You're not able to do something. Yes, you are able to do it in the Lord. You are able. I break that dominion over you in Jesus' name. I break that power off of you. I loose you from it. Come on, move. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Well, witchcraft and sorcery. Come on. Come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the witchcraft and sorcery. Come out. Move. Come on. Blasphemy. Spirit of blasphemy. I break that over you, over these people. Spirit of blasphemy. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. Spirit of cursing and blasphemy. Come on, move. Come on out, move. Spirit of mockery. I break the curse of mockery over these people. That spirit of mockery, I break the power of it in Jesus' name. I break that power in Jesus' name. Spirit of mockery. You spirits of mockery, I bind you in Jesus' name. Loose these people and come off of them. Come out of them. I break your power of them in the name of the Lord. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. I break that power in Jesus' name. Selfishness. Spirit of selfishness, I break that power. Just for me, me only. You spirit of selfishness, I break that power in Jesus' name. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Selfish spirit, I rebuke that in the name of the Lord. You stubborn spirit of stubbornness. Spirit of stubbornness, I break that power. You loose you from it in Jesus' name. Spirit of stubbornness, come out. Come out. I break your power in Jesus' name. Come on, move. Move in Jesus' name. False compassion. False compassion, I come against that in the name of the Lord. Spirit of false compassion, I rebuke that in the name of the Lord. You religious spirits, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. You spirits are religious, I break that power. That power in Jesus' name. I break that dominion over these people, that religious spirit that makes them think that there's nothing wrong with them, that there's no church but their organization. That religious spirit, I break and curse that power in Jesus' name. I loose it from it. You spirit that causes a divorce, I come against that spirit of divorce in Jesus' name. You spirit that causes confusion in the home, I bind your power in Jesus' name. I break your dominion in the name of the Lord. You spirit that causes confusion in the home, you spirit of divorce and confusion, I bind you and break your power in the name of the Lord. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I speak to you in the name of the Lord. I break that power, that curse over you in Jesus' name. You spirit of divorce, I bind and break that power. You inherited divorce from your mother and your father, your grandmother, your grandfather. You spirit of divorce, I cut you off. I caused you to come to naught. I break your dominion over these people in Jesus' name. I break that power in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I praise you for it, Jesus. Thank you for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you for it, Jesus. I thank you for it. Spirit of bestiality, I break that power in Jesus' name. Spirit of bestiality, I come against that in Jesus' name. I break that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, move. Move. I break your power. I break your dominion. I break your power over these people in Jesus' name. I break your power over them in Jesus' name. Religious spirits. I bind the power of religious spirits. I break the power of religious spirits. I break that power in Jesus' name. I loose that power in Jesus' name. Your spirit of Rosicrucians, I break that dominion. Your spirit of Mormonism, I break that power in the name of the Lord. Your spirit of Mormonism, I break that power in Jesus' name. Rosicrucians, Jehovah's Witness, I break that power. Christian Science, I break that power in Jesus' name. Unity, Baha, the Theophany, I break those powers in Jesus' name. I come against the religious spirits, I break those powers of Eastern religion and false religion. I break those dominions off of these people in the name of the Lord. I break those powers in Jesus' name. I loose these people from those powers in the name of the Lord. I break that dominion over them in Jesus' name. Come on, loose them. Come on, set them free. Come out of them. All these religious spirits, I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. I break the powers of it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for that authority. I praise you for it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the authority that you've given me here in the name of Jesus. I break that power in Jesus' name. I loose these people from it in the name of the Lord. I break that dominion off of them. I break that power in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you. We're setting the captives free. I thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord, for setting us free. I thank you for breaking the powers all come off of us in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. I come against the sensual spirits.
essential spirit. I come against rock music. Rock music in every form. I bind the spirit of rock music. Christian rock. Rock. Christian rock in every form. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Sensual dancing. I break that curse in Jesus' name. Come against it in the name of the Lord. All these spirits of rock, rock music, and rock and sensual dancing. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I loose you from it. I break the dominion off of you in Jesus' name. I set you free from it in Jesus' name. Those who have delved into Edgar Casey and Gene Dixon and Arthur Ford and Ruth Montgomery, I break the powers of the occult from off of them. Of Edgar Casey, Gene Dixon, and Arthur Ford, and Ruth Montgomery, and any other ones that they've read after in these areas. I break these powers over their lives. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. I break the dominion of it in the name of the Lord. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. I set them free from the oppression of it. I break those powers over their lives. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. I break these dominions off of them. I set them free from it in the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you for your authority that you've given us in these areas. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it, sir. I come against the spirit of eternal security. I break that dominion off of these people. Eternal security. I break that curse in Jesus' name. That curse of eternal security. I break that power in the name of the Lord Jesus. I loose these people from it in Jesus' name. I break that power in Jesus' name. Element reconciliation. That cursed foul spirit of element reconciliation. I break that dominion off of these people. I loose their mind from it in the name of the Lord. I loose their mind from it. The scriptures that they've twisted to make it fit that doctrine. I cause those scriptures to be erased from their mind. These scriptures that they've twisted to fit these doctrines. Lord, cause them to be erased from their mind. I break these powers over them in Jesus' name. I loose them from them in the name of the Lord. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for the authority in Jesus' name to do this. I thank you for it. Those who have problems with hearing voices, I come against these areas of their minds. These who hear voices, I break these dominion off. I break and take this dominion from them in Jesus' name. I loose them from that power in the name of the Lord. These spirits, these spirit guides, these voices that talk to their minds, I cut them off. I break that power over them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. These who see spirit guides, that are bothered with spirit guides, these familiar spirits, I break those powers and bondage of familiar spirits. I break those powers over them in Jesus' name. I cut it off. I break the power of it. I cut it off in Jesus' name. I take a place of authority and I loose them from it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bind these spirits to their judgment. Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord taking every one of them, keeping them till Jesus judges them at that day of judgment. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it, sir. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it, sir. Praise you for it, Jesus. Praise you for it. I come against strife. Strife for the children. Strife for the husband and wife. Strife in the family. I bind that spirit of strife. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. Spirit of strife, I rebuke it in these people. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for hearing us this afternoon. I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for hearing our petition today. I praise you for it as we come as intercessors, Lord, this afternoon. Thank you for the blood that cleanses us. Father, I thank you for the blood that washes and cleanses every area of our lives. I thank you for the blood to wash and cleanses, Lord. I thank you for the washing of the blood. I thank you for the blood that washes and cleanses our lives, that so that we can be free from these areas and these sins. Lord, I thank you for cleansing out the nest that the spirits have made you in our lives, Lord. I thank you for the nest being cleansed out. I praise you for it, Father. Father, I thank you for putting true repentance in our hearts. Put true repentance in us, Lord, that we have truly repented of the error of our ways. And we'll call on the name of the Lord. We'll call on you for mercy, Lord. We'll call on you for mercy for our sins. Mercy, Lord, mercy. Mercy, Lord, I thank you for mercy. I thank you for mercy. I thank you for Jesus and his grace. I thank you for grace and mercy in Jesus. I thank you for it this afternoon. I praise you for it, Father. For without your grace and mercy, all of us should be stoned. I thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord. I praise you for it. I thank you, Lord. I praise you for it this afternoon. I thank you for it in Jesus. I praise you for Jesus, for his grace and his mercy. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Father, take the rebellion out of us. Take the rebellion against your word. Take the rebellion against your commandments, Lord. Take the rebellion out of us, Lord. Cause us, Lord, to desire to know your word and to hide it in our hearts. Lord, I come against the rebellion. Rebellion against you. Rebellion against your word. Rebellion against your commandments. Rebellion against the authority of your word. I rebuke the spirits of rebellion. I thank you for cleansing us today, Lord. I thank you for cleansing us. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing by your word. I thank you for the washing of your word. I thank you for the washing of the blood and the washing of the word. I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, I praise you for it. I thank you for it. Praise you. Well, the demons say. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Father, I come against the spirit of hypocrisy, the spirit that makes us think that there's nothing wrong with us. I come against that spirit that makes us think that there's nothing wrong with us. Father, I bind that spirit. I rebuke it in the name of the Lord. I command it to set these people free, to set everyone of us, set me free, Lord, in these areas. I break that curse off of us and I loose it from us. That curse of hypocrisy and thinking that we're just so good, that there's nothing wrong with us. I break that power and dominion in Jesus' name. I break that dominion in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for setting us free. I thank you for setting us free in the name of the Lord. Father, I praise you for it. I thank you for victory in Jesus. I thank you for victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. I thank you that there's victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for teaching us. For teaching us, Lord, in the air of our ways, Lord. Give us understanding of the air of our ways. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I thank you. I bind these powers. I bind them. I break the powers of them. I bind them to the dead judgment. I break the dominion off of these people in Jesus' name. I break their dominion. I loose it from them. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Jesus is Lord. To him be the glory and the dominion and authority forever and ever. To him shall every knee bow, my knee, and every evil spirit shall confess also that he is Lord. To him shall be the glory and the dominion. I break your bondage. I loose these people from you. I set them free. I command you to come out. I bind you to dead judgment. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. I thank you for the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus. I praise you for it this afternoon. I thank you for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. I bind that spirit. I bind it in Jesus' name. I take authority over it in the name of Jesus. I bind it in the name of the Lord. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come out. You spirit of violence, I bind you. I bind you and come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 That's it. Come on out. Come out. Come out. I break your dominion. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your dominion. Come out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Loose my brother. Loose him and come out in Jesus' name. Come on, I bind your dead judgment. Come out. Come out. Yes, you will. Yes, you will come out. Come on, move. Come out. Come out. Loose him. Set him free. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Break the bondage of it. Loose him and come out in Jesus' name. Loose him. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Loose him in Jesus' name. Come on. Thank you for it, Father. I thank you for it, Father. For dominion and authority in the name of the Lord. Come on, loose him. Loose him and come out. Loose him and come out. Loose him. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Loose him. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose him and come out. Loose him. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose him.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.